Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with... It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here, for checking out the episode. I do hope you hit that subscribe button if you're not already. You do that, I'll give you three new interviews every week, a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so you can keep up to date with your favorite artists and discover the new ones at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith with. Please do give the series a rating, leave a review as well. Some great guests have dropped by lately. Talked with Jojo Garza of Los Lonely Boys. Edie Brickell was here. The cast of Bad Monkey. Rob Halford of Judas Priest. Dave Navarro of Jane's Addiction. Jacob Bertram from the show Cobra Kai. Nikki. Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin. Dave Mustaine of Megadeth. Paul Feig, who directed Jackpot with John Cena and Awkwafina. Randy Blythe of Lamb of God. David Duchovny. Weird Al Yankovic. Samantha Morton. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, it's a special rewind episode, heading back to 2018 when Michelle Indeghiocello was here to talk about her covers album called Ventriloquism, as well as one of the great classics of our time, Plantation Lullabies, which at that time had was just celebrating its 25th anniversary. We got to talk about how her music paved the way for other women in the music industry. She reflected on the cultural significance of music from the 90s, as well as environmental concerns, positive change, and the responsibility and commitment of using her platform for good. She's one of the greatest artists of all time, and it was an absolute honor to have her on. So looking forward to revisiting this one, a special rewind episode. It's Kyle Meredith with Michelle Indeghiocello.
Hi, how are you?
And get to talking about Ventriloquism. What a cool covers record that you've done. And I want to say, listening to it, like not every time when an artist does a covers record, sometimes it feels just like a scattershot of songs. Like, these are just songs I like, but there's something different about this. It's something like, this feels like these songs have a thread and are maybe even really personal to you on each one. Is that right?
First of all, that's sort of started giving the recording life was Tender Love, because my father had passed away and I found myself having to go home quite a bit, and there's a station that plays a lot of just old music, and this one came on, and it just was like a time machine. It took me straight back to the first time I ever heard it, and then it came up again with friends, and all of a sudden we were just all talking about our favorite songs from that period. And again, I was going back and forth from home, and those songs and the songs on the record kind of remind me of the early 90s of my childhood. And so I just tried to choose ones that were that audible time machine that were gave me such great memories.
That's the one that I really didn't know. Tender Love was the one that somehow escaped my early days or anything, which is, you know, I think that's what you want to really get out of a covers record as a fan, too. It's like, here's a few to sing along to, but here's some ones that, you know, you're turning us on to, I guess, and that was one of those.
Yeah, I definitely realized that before radio was, like, categorized by genre and sometimes by race, I realized some songs that were hits were regional. And I think if I'm from the Washington, D.C., Maryland area, and I do feel like there are three songs on there that seem regional. Not a lot of people know about them. Night and Day by Al B. Shore, I think was just an East Coast hit. And Sensitivity by Ralph Tresvant seemed to be an East Coast hit. But yeah, I mean covers, I didn't want to do a covers record, but it was such a weird time in my life. And I had some pressure to hand in something. So it kind of saved my life. It was like a good experience. And also I feel like I wanted to make music that made people, gave people some joy, especially in the time right now, you know, in history. So sometimes it's nice to go down memory lane.
There's a line I loved in your press quote, or in your press piece, where it says, you know, it's a place to take refuge from one storm too many. And I kind of had that looping in my head for a little bit as we all, as you're saying, are dealing with everything that's going out in the world right now. And I thought connection was the word I kept coming back to, because we're all sort of looking for something to connect to against all of this.
Yes.
And finding this past seems like a great way to do that.
Yes. And I mean, it definitely helped me. Sometimes I wonder, is it my imagination? But yeah, I just feel a heaviness in the world. And music has always been, it soothes me and gives me great joy. And I'm glad to share music all the time with other people. It's like it's a unifier, you know.
I know there's just, I mean, with so much going on, you know, an artist has to decide how to interpret that. And, you know, I don't know if that registers with you, like, you know, against even just picking the songs itself. Like, did you want to stay away from certain things? Was it that much thought that went into it that you said, no, I don't want to go there because that deals with whatever all this is?
No, sadly, it was all cathartic and personal. If I had to do it again, it'd be like in three volumes, because I would love to, if I just stayed in the 90s, I could go through sort of like, you know, I could make a whole record of independent punk music as well. That would be effective, or, you know, just as equally important to the time we're living in now. And I can make a hip hop record from early 90s, that would definitely have a lot to say. But like, I don't know, political music, I'm like, not everyone's Pete Seeger. I wanted to somehow, I guess, do it in a more ephemeral way, affect people without, hopefully affecting people without them knowing it, you know,
right,
being heavy-handed.
And we'll be right back right after this.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone. Up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So, you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So, whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Michelle Indeghiocello.
Definitely some songs that, you know, have taken sort of a new light shown on them. Like Sometimes It Snows in April has always been this great track, but now with, you know, Prince having passed, I've noticed that song in particular in his catalog has sort of made a jump in the way people sort of have reappraised that one.
Yes, he is the reason I play music. I mean, I remember getting his first record and it was in my mind it became concrete that I wanted to be a musician. That's great praise and admiration for him, but it something about that song. I mean, the movie was strange. Not a lot of people like the movie, but it's something there's a ghost in that song, I think, that lives there. And I think it's starting to affect a lot of people when they listen to it.
Yeah, what a perfect way to say that a ghost lives in that song. I never thought of that one, but you're right.
Yeah.
And another one you got a huge overhaul was Atomic Dog. What was the how did you do that? Why did you do that?
I had an interview yesterday. I'm not sure if it went well. It was for Bass Player magazine. I didn't think it was going so well, but there's something the interviewer said that stuck out. It's like I felt they were a little upset that I changed the intention of the song, you know, by changing the feeling and the arrangement. The interviewer thought it was wrong of me to change the intention. But I realized some of the changes in the arrangement or so-called intention of the song seem to be, in my mind, they're geographical and cultural. Instead of being in Detroit, I think it feels more like we're in Dakar on Atomic Dog. Mm-hmm. I think it's the lyrics are the most important part to the song to me. I've always loved that song just for the one lyric, I'm an untied dog in a dogmatic society. And one of the places I've really experienced a lot of dogma is in relationship is music. You know, having to choose a genre or, you know, everything has to be soulful and funky. But I listen to so many different types of music that I think sometimes it just often filters itself through me without knowing it. And I think when we all sat down to play it, because it's four of us and we're a unit, and most of the arrangements came together just by sitting and playing together. I think the bass line holds the song together, but the other players sort of just, like I said, took a journey, and it just ended up feeling that way. I don't know how we got there, but I think we just changed the cultural direction of it. But I hope it still speaks to people.
No, it's so cool, and it's so interesting that people can get upset with something like that.
Yes.
I'm not throwing rocks here or anything. I don't want to come across like that, but you know, like the song or don't, you know, have a personal connection with it or don't, and the world will go on. But the fact that someone can hear something like that, and I'll say this speaks for a lot of examples across history, and I have to deal with too, even on my side, that it blows my mind. Like, why would you be angry at something like that?
Well, it also is a testament to the greatness of music. Some people, songs become personal. They become, you know, that's the first song I danced with my wife to. You know, some things become a memory that is so hyper-personal that it's hard to, you know, reconfigure your mind and try something new. But that's why music is so great. It's such a, I used to think I'd want to be a painter, but that was also what I wanted to do. But it was so lonely and isolating. And the thing I love about music, if you put 4 to 5 people in a room and you give them one song, they're unified by that one song, either by playing it or dancing to it or just discussing it among themselves. And that's the power of music. And that's, I'm so happy and I feel so blessed to participate in this fellowship where I can upset you or I can bring you joy or I can create a discussion. And so I don't take that for granted. I'm very grateful that this has been my career for the last 25 years.
Speaking of 25 years, that's this October. Plantation Lullabies turns 25 years old.
Wow.
Do you mark the anniversaries like that? Is 25? You might have done 20 years. I don't know.
No, I'm a pretty in the moment person. Other people bring it up, but I just look back and again just realize how lucky I am. I am about to go on tour, and I try to do one song from each record. So I'll probably have to listen next week and figure out which song I have to resurrect from the dead and give new life.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Michelle Ndegiocello.
I'll say this against your nature then. I mean, looking back, you know, 1993 to now, does anything really stand out? When you look back on there, because all the praise looked like it came pretty instant with that record, the critical praise at least, but also it must have been very frustrating to have that. And then the other side of that coin was, and then you had to constantly explain yourself.
Oh, definitely. But again, I feel blessed I got to explain myself, and I feel I've opened up the door. I'm one of many women who have opened up the door for other women to participate in music, not just as singers, but as musicians and producers. So I look back on that quite fondly. And I look back and I'm like, that record gave me a career. So it exposed me to the world. It allowed me to travel. It allowed me to see things and get out of my neighborhood that might not have happened. So, you know, I'm very grateful for that period of time and the critical accolades, but more so just that I got to travel and meet new people and hear new things, eat new things. And it gave me this life I have now.
And I went back and I listened to that one. I was listening to Ventriloquism, and then I thought, oh, I'm going to put that one on too and kind of go back because I hadn't listened to that one in a little bit. And of course, you know, as with a lot, you know, a lot of topics and a lot of songs, like most of those topics are still relevant today, you know.
Sadly,
that's what I was going to say, you know, for worse, as great as the songs are, and they stand on their own. But it does, as you're saying, you know, those conversations that you were pushing to the forefront look like and sound like, you know, they're finally starting to happen. And, you know, when you're a protest singer, and you're singing anti-war songs, and yet there's always still war, and that's frustrating in itself that you have to keep singing that song. But I'm obviously saying this from a privileged male advantage here, but it does look like things are finally starting to get the notoriety they deserve.
Oh, I hope so. And then, but I'm an intersectional person. There's so many issues, from race to war to gender but class is the one that I'm hoping will one day be addressed. I just feel like I live in a world where, I mean, I feel guilty sometimes. It's hard to understand why there's such inequality in wealth. I'm far from rich, but I'm so far from poor. And that's the issue that really seems to be an American, I don't know. I hope it's a phenomenon we eventually deal with. Yeah. You know, I hope we, as Americans, can understand that perhaps why we're experiencing what we are now politically and economically is just because it's something that needs to be addressed on a fundamental and deeper level, because it affects all races and but most of all, it affects children. And I just don't see how people can be so optimistic about the future when there'll be so many children born into poverty.
Don't you just wish you could get that glimpse of, you know, 300, 500 years from now to see if it all finally plays out?
Changes. Oh, that would be fantastic. Yeah, the future, whew, what a mystery. But, yeah, hopefully, do you have kids?
I do. I have one son. He's 10 years old.
Oh, nice. I have a 28-year-old and an 8-year-old. And I know they're going to have vastly different experiences. I just really hope and pray that in my lifetime I don't see the end of water. Not to be apocalyptic, but that's what I'm worried about. Clean drinking water seems to be the forward issue as well.
Well, I think there are so many things going out, happening as we're talking about, that individually it's very important that we all do take up our own crusade for these things, because somebody has to.
Yes, that is true. Yeah, thank you for your time. Enjoy the day.
My thanks to Michelle, and of course to you, for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button before you get out of here so you can keep up with all the interviews just like this one, new and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Grab us at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And again, please do give the series a rating and consider leaving a review as well. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org. That's where I'm hanging out Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. In fact, you come over, you'll get, 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from The Kinks, Harry Nilsson, Eddie Vedder, Garbage, R.E.M., Jewel, Angelique Kidjo, The Moves, Sonic Youth, Sarah Bareilles, Field Music, Underground System, and my interview with AJR. Just an example of what you can hear when you tune in weeknights starting at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same as @KyleMeredith. I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.